Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. I'm your host, Belton Shaw, and it's a pleasure to be back here with you again this week. You know, I've been on the road for the last couple of days and went to Washington, D.C., and boy, oh boy, it's nice to be back in sunny Florida, even though it's a little chilly for us down here, but we're going to spend some time in the next 30 minutes, and hopefully we'll warm your minds, your bodies, and your souls with the information that we're going to share with you. 2016 is going to be an incredible year for all of us, and the Transformation Zone included. We're in the process of doing some incredible things and some things that I think will be pretty amazing in 2016. I'm in the process of writing a book, and the book that I'm writing this year is called Leadership 52, and it's 52 tips that every leader needs to understand to create an incredible work environment. Because what we want to do is we want to create an environment that allows people to soar to new levels. We wanted people to no longer just worry about being average and getting by, but we want an environment where everybody strives to be outstanding. So we're going to spend some time, I'm going to talk about 4 points with you today in creating that environment. The first is a point called management by walking around. You know, Tom Peters wrote a book back in the 80s. It was called In Search of Excellence, and his sequel was called A Passion for Excellence. But in those books, he talked about the magic of management and its ability to communicate with the employees that it led to take them to a different plateau in their thought process. And one of the principles was called management by walking around. And it's interesting. I had a friend who was a very, very good manager back in the hotel industry, and he was an operations manager. And I was in sales and marketing at the time, and we used to talk a lot and get together for lunch. So one day, I was in my office, and I didn't have a customer for lunch on this particular day. And I said to him, well, let's do lunch. And he said, great, stop by the office and pick me up around lunchtime, and we'll go do lunch. Well, just so happens that I wanted to stop by a little early because I had to run an errand after lunch. We were just going to grab a quick bite. So I stopped by his office. Probably around 11:15, 11:20 to see if he could get away a few minutes. I had some errands to run for a customer meeting that afternoon. And when I stopped by his office, it was empty. He wasn't there. And I said to his assistant, where is he? She said, well, he's up on the floor, and he's walking around the building. And when we sat down later on, I said, hey, man, you know, I stopped by your office earlier, and he said, you know, I've conditioned myself to spend only enough time in my office to do the things that I need to do from a report standpoint and a paperwork standpoint because I manage a staff of 40-some people throughout the building. But I walk around and I manage. We were both very, very, very big fans of Tom Peters and his writing. And he said, I've been and I started putting into practice the theory that Tom Peters talked with management by walking around. And the theory goes like this. When you manage by walking around, you walk around not being a police officer, but trying to find someone within your operation who is going above and beyond, who is exhibiting exemplary performance, who's going to levels that are not normal in the normal course of business as it relates to everybody else, and making a big issue of it. Making a big thing of it, giving them accolades that are commensurate with the level of performance that they're exhibiting. And what ends up happening is people start to notice. And human nature is everybody wants to feel good. Everybody wants to be recognized as doing something good. You know, people say, oh, people need to be policed and we need to make sure that people don't do things improperly. That's not necessarily true. People would rather be recognized in most instances. Not all, I'll give you that. Most instances for doing exemplary work, for doing something special. And if you start to recognize people within your operation for their overachievement, not just once a year, as most of us do, or once a month, or once a quarter, but every day, making it a point to find one, two, three people within your operation that are going above and beyond, that are doing special things, and making it a big thing in your afternoon meeting, in your morning meeting, before everybody hits the floor or hits the road to do what they need to do. Recognizing the overachievement from the morning, the day before, that afternoon that you have noticed or that someone's brought to your attention, that starts to become contagious. People want to feel as though you see them and they're going to start to perform at a higher level just so that you notice it and you can call their name. You can tell people who they are and what they do and why their performance is outstanding. Try it. I'll tell you, it works. It works to a degree you just have no idea. You know, I tried it in another capacity where I couldn't give salespeople a monetary reward. Everybody likes money. I know I like money, and I know you like money too. But I could give them just a porcelain sculpture of the head of an eagle and a jacket with their name on it that said Eagles Club. Those two little things lit a fire under a sales force that you could not believe. Because these people not only were getting this, but they knew the recognition and the ability to be placed in a special class of salesperson was there. They went above and beyond what they were getting based on the fact that they were earning bonuses. We had people in that operation achieve heights that they never themselves thought they could until they changed the way they were thinking, and we changed our way of recognizing that performance and walked around and made sure every day that we got everybody excited about being a part of an elite class of salesperson called the Eagles Club. We just managed the process, and the results were amazing. The second point I want to make with you is when you're walking around and you're managing these people, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions that what you think you see is correct. Because a lot of times what you think you see may not be the total picture. Remember, when we're walking around an operation, we get snapshots. We get glimpses of what's going on. We get 5 minutes or 10 minutes or just the amount of time that we're there. And what we do is we formulate ideas in our mind and we make assumptions of what's going on in that particular instance before we really know for sure what's happening. And when we assume, you've heard that old thing about when you assume you make a you-know-what out of you, not me. Well, that's really not totally true. You make that same thing out of you and me, or you and the person that you're making the assumption about, if in fact it's false. And false assumptions have torn down more relationships, more businesses, because they are falsely assuming that they can do things that they are not really prepared to do, or they're falsely assuming that something's being done that's not really being done, and they make adjustments because of it. Never assume. So get down, get in there, and really understand what's going on for what it is. Don't make an assumption before you have had the opportunity to really investigate a situation for what it is. And that leads me into point number three, listening. You know, the best skills that we could possibly have is the listening skill. And a lot of us don't have great listening skills. We say we do, we think we do, but in reality, we don't. You know, if you're sitting, if you're having a conversation with someone, and before they finish their thought, you chime in and start to give your opinion, you're not really listening. Because not only are you giving your opinion prior to them getting their thought completed, but you've been formulating your thought the whole time that they've been talking. Therefore, you've shut down and really not paid attention and really listened to what they've said as they've been they have tried to communicate with you. So you have to take a step back, free your mind, don't make assumptions, don't start to interject your opinions or ideas or ideology into the conversation prior to them completing their thought. You know, the statement, listen like your life depended on that you're going to miss. There are issues and areas of opportunity that otherwise are not going to unfold themselves to you because you haven't taken the time to listen. So listen astutely. Listen like your life depends on it, because at the end of the day, your business and your life depend on your ability to listen to the people around you. And last but not least, let me say it again, last but definitely not least, the fourth principle that I want to share with you today is to dwell on the positive, not the opposite. Boom! Did you hear what I said? Dwell on the positive, not the opposite. What's the opposite of positive? You look at a battery, there are two poles on the battery. Opposite, positive, and the N-word. We're not even going to say it right now. Positive and the N-word. Dwell on the positive, not the opposite. How many times have you been in a situation where you walked in on a conversation and people are sitting there totally talking about misfortune, bad situations, what happened to John, what happened to Mary? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. And they're sitting there for hours and hours and hours stirring the pot, not talking about the positive, but talking about the opposite. As a leader, in creating an environment, it is your responsibility to find the glue, the silver lining in every cloud. Because there are positives that even come out of mistakes. There are positives that even come out of failure. One of the quotes that I saw a couple of weeks ago, it was by an Indian gentleman, and he took the letters associated with the word failure, S-A-I-L, and he turned it into one of the most positive statements I have heard in a long time. And he said, the word fail stands for first attempt in learning. Now, let me say that again. Fail stands for first attempt in learning. So if you fail, the positive side of it is that you have learned something from that situation that will allow you now to be a better you, to have a better business, to have a better outlook, to have a better relationship, to have a better situation so that you don't repeat that process again. In school, we learned history for years and years and years and years. But history was not all positive experience. But from the historical information that we were able to capture of those positive situations and the opposite, we have been able to now shape and formulate different ideas, inventions, ways of doing things that otherwise we would have never learned. We had to experience the opposite to allow us to go to the positive and create positive experiences out of those opposite situations. There are two poles. You need both poles on a battery to create a spark. Having just positive will not do it. Having just the opposite will not do it. But when you take the experience of the opposite and you combine it to the experience of the positive, you've got magic. You've got an opportunity to light up your world, to light up your life, and to light up everything around you. So don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid not to try. Don't be afraid to walk around and reward people for positive performance, even if they have not totally been as positive as you'd like them to be. Some people, it's going to take time. You have to work with them. They're going to have negative experiences. And there I go, I said the word. They're going to have the opposite experiences because they're conditioned to look at things that way. Some people have been conditioned in their lives to look at the opposite, not the positive. Can you believe it? They're looking at the opposite all the time. Why? Because that's the way they were brought up. That's the environment they grew up in. Those are the people that always influenced them for years and years. By coming into your environment and you creating an environment of positivity, positive energy, positive reinforcement, positive recognition, just like they're conditioned to the opposite, through time, they can be reconditioned, like a reconditioned engine that can give you a life of positive productivity. So don't be afraid to walk around searching for the positive, not the opposite. And there you have it, folks. The 4 points that I said I was going to share with you today, let me repeat them for you. Manage by walking around looking and trying to find someone doing something good. Listen like your life depended on it. Because at the end of the day, it really and truly does. And your business depends on your listening skills and ability to take that information and turn it into positive data. Don't make assumptions. Because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. But that's true. And last, but definitely not least, dwell on the positive, not the opposite. I try to use these principles and others in my everyday life, in my everyday business. And I wanted to share those with you this evening because I know that 2016 is going to be an incredible year for you. You have everything that it takes to take your performance from average to outstanding, from good to great. And I'm here as your transformation expert to work with you, to encourage you, and to cheer you on as we go to the greatest height that you could ever see beyond your wildest imagination. So until next time, I'm your host, Mel Michelle. I hope you've enjoyed what I've had to say this evening. You can contact me at my website at www.melmichelle.com. You can follow me on LinkedIn at Mel Michelle, or you can even follow me on fan page on Facebook at Strategic Solutions LLC. And if you want to really have a conversation, tweet me at Belton Shaw and I'll get right back to you. Remember, transform your thinking and you can transform your world. Signing off for the week. God bless you. Good night.